Good afternoon, I'm Mitchell Clam. A body believed to be that of an 80-year-old man missing after failing to return from a fishing trip has been found in Beewong Creek at Wandandian on the south coast. The body was found this morning by search crews looking for the fisherman who it's thought may have fallen out of his small dinghy. Shoalhaven Chief Inspector Steve Johnson says the man was an experienced fisherman who knew the area well.
Yeah, we're currently conducting investigations into the circumstances surrounding how this man went into the water and subsequently tragically drowned. And we will be preparing a report for the coroner. And initial investigations do suggest the man may have not been wearing a life jacket or may have not had a life jacket in the vessel.
A 3.9 magnitude earthquake has rocked houses at Appin on the fringes of the Southern Highlands. The quake hit just after one this morning and could be felt as far away as the northern Shoalhaven. Senior seismologist Jonathan Bathgate says it's not unusual for quakes to be felt in this region.
There's faults all through the crust on the Australian plate, and wherever the stress builds up, we get that release of stress when it exceeds the strength of the rocks in along that fault line.
South Coast Police are disappointed with the dangerous behaviour being shown by motorists. The Traffic and Highway Patrol says the road toll will be high again this year if people don't slow down. Speeding is the one cause of fatal crashes, yet drivers continue to speed on highways, back roads and in residential areas. There were no fatalities on South Coast roads, but police were kept busy handing out fines for speeding and drink and drug driving. A hotter and drier remainder of summer is prompting weather experts to forecast an extended fire risk on the South Coast and Highlands. The next 3 months are expected to bring warmer than average temperatures along with lower than normal rainfall. And Weather Zone meteorologist Rob Sharp says that means the fire danger in the region is a significant risk.
And therefore, people should take take active precautions to make sure that they're fire ready for the rest of the season, as we're expecting that this fire season is probably going to be slightly prolonged compared to most other years.
There are calls for Whinjacabie Council to install a fast charging station at the Mittagong Welcome Centre so a large number of electric vehicles can charge in less time. At the moment, a Nissan Leaf takes more than 3 hours, and Green Globe Award winner Andy Leman from Mittagong says on a fast charging station this could be reduced to 20 minutes.
I was contacted by a Nissan Leaf owner from Sydney to ask if there'd be any interest in trying to get a fast charging station built here, because a Nissan Leaf and some of the other electric vehicles can't make it to Goulburn on a single charge, and so they can come to Mittagong and use the charger, but that takes 3.5 hours to charge.
And the Mollymook Surf Life Saving Club has held its annual fundraising appeal. Club members have door-knocked in Mollymook, Milton and Ulladulla, and Senior Vice President John Patterson says it's a much-needed fundraiser.
This is our biggest opportunity to raise desperately needed funds for our rescue equipment in the Mollymook Surf Club. This equipment goes towards saving lives.
To sport, and the World Surf League Junior World Championships have got underway this morning at Kiama. South Coast surfer Lucas Rice will be among the competitors after getting a wildcard entry to the championships. His first heat will be against two Japanese surfers. And barrel cyclist Caleb Ewan has won the final stage of the Bay Classic Series. Ewan managed to recover from a bad crash earlier in the race to get back on his bike and win. That's the latest news and sport.